The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN, your number 713-780-3776. You can also just up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you're so inclined, you can also watch us on live stream. All you have to do is go to ESPN975.com and click on watch us on live stream. That easy. I don't know why you'd want to see us, but if you do, there we are. Apparently 34 people do. So that's how many are on there right now. First hour, talked a little Astros. I think we wrapped up the Osuna thing as much as we're going to do. Talked a little bit about Urban Meyer. So kind of all over the place. 281 says that Rough and Rowdy is hilarious since Barstool took it over. It seems like a bunch of redneck inbreds fighting. That sounds like fun, but I'm not paying for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I probably watch Kovalev fight Saturday night.
Yeah,
too. I always like watching him. Even though he's kind of getting up there now too. Don't know how much longer we're gonna have him beating people up. Looks like another base runner for your Astros, who are clinging to an 8-3 lead here. In the seventh, is that top of the seventh, John? I can't see that far. I'm old.
Yes.
Okay. So you got that going on. I have a little bit of news for you that I don't think anybody will be surprised by. Well, today I got caught up in that. I'm glad that traffic thing is cleared on 59. That was a mess. Made the mistake of trying to get on over by my house and didn't realize the freeway was closed because there was a bad wreck. But according to our friends at Culture Map, of the most dangerous highways in America, guess how many we have on the list?
I-10.
Correct.
45.
They did the 50 most dangerous roads in America.
45.
And we have three of them. I-10 is correct. 45 is incorrect.
Ooh.
Let me tell you what they used to do this. It's based on fatalities, accidents, non-fatality accidents, fatalities per crash, and the percentage of fatal non-vehicle collisions that occurred on each highway.
290.
290, correct.
What's the third one?
It's pretty
obvious. 610.
No, 610's not a...
Oh, it's not. It doesn't count, huh?
It's not a highway. It's a loop.
Yeah.
I mean, technically,
it's
got
the red and blue sign.
Yeah, but that's not it.
59?
59. I-10 had 585 fatalities.
Jeez.
59 had 390, and 290 had 212. From 2010 through 2016 when they did this.
My goodness.
So I-10 is the number five most dangerous highway in America. It's nice to make the top 10 in something.
Yeah, it feels good to be on top.
The report also notes that 44% of the fatal crashes on I-10 in Houston involved drunk drivers with a BAC above 0.08. Please don't drive drunk, guys. That's why you want to get Uber. It's also the sixth worst wait time for emergency service response in the country, because EMS crews are delayed an average of 18 minutes in traffic. So if you're in a non-fatal crash on I-10, it can become a fatal crash because it takes them an extra 18 minutes to get there to rescue you. So that's from Culture Map.
Thanks, Culture Map.
Congratulations, Houston. You got three of the top 50. I don't know if that sounds, in retrospect, that doesn't really sound that bad. Three out of the top 50.
And it could be worse.
Yeah. I mean, not a lot of cities have that many freeways. Better Call Joel said, just finished watching season 5 of The Wire finally, and it was my favorite. Said, I couldn't help but think of you as I saw Gus and everything he had to deal with at the Sun. I love this character. I was wondering if you identified with him as much as I think you would. Yeah, that was probably the character that I enjoyed the most in the series for obvious reasons. There was a lot in there that was, you know, obviously fictionalized, but they did a very good job with it.
Agreed.
In terms of, I mean, Hollywood it up just a little bit, but they did such a good job with that. And that was, and for obvious reasons, that was my favorite season.
I don't know if they Hollywood it up. I don't know anything about the Baltimore drug scene. But
no, we're talking about the newspaper season. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed that. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in. And I'd be happy to take some phone calls here on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. I got a lot of non-sportsy stuff, but I've also got some sportsy stuff. So just kind of, I do have an update, though, that's very important to the people. It got lost yesterday because I was going to get to it yesterday, but obviously we had too many other things going on. But remember the stolen shark?
Yeah.
The stolen shark was found in good condition.
Oh, thank goodness.
I know you were worried about this.
I was so worried about it. That poor baby shark that was wheeled out in the stroller.
Yeah, the missing horn shark. Officials at the San Antonio...
Let me guess. I know where they found it. In a blue plastic swimming pool in the backyard of Maybeth and Boat and Joe Bob.
Well, it said... the shark is actually in very good condition because the thieves who took it away using a stroller knew what they were doing.
Oh, well, that's good.
Of course, she's a little fighter. She's a little survivor, aquarium spokesperson Jamie Shank said.
It's a fish.
Yeah, if it's a fighter, I don't want the damn thing.
Yeah.
It's going to chop off some hands. But the station said that after the police found one of the suspect's homes with the help of a license plate, the fish was found to be thriving because of the good care the crook had given it. Luckily, the thief was someone who knew what he was doing. They also said two suspects have confessed to the crime. One, age 38, could face a felony charge. A third has not yet confessed. So two of the three have said, okay, we did it. I wonder what gave it away when they found the shark in their home.
That's usually a dead giveaway.
But, here's where you're a dumb, okay?
All right.
It was also discovered at about the time the shark went missing, a posting went up on Facebook offering to sell a horn shark for $300 in the San Antonio area. It's like right when you think, oh, these guys pulled off a terrific crime, except they were on film and you see their faces. Then you get on Facebook and offer $300 for a shark? Sure.
How dumb are you going to be?
That's extremely dumb. So... yes, they know about sharks, and they took care of it, but they were dumb enough to try to sell it.
That's not great.
Jason, can you say the whole list? Where is 302? I just have what they had for Houston proper. Was on Culture Map. I'll try to find the rest of them and see if there's anybody else that's interesting. Mac Daddy says 610 is not a real highway, like 610 is not a real sports station. Hashtag
Zing.
Suck it, Paul Mitsubishi Gallant. What do you call him, Mitsubishi? Interesting take, Mac Daddy. Interesting take. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Lots to get to. Astros up 8-3. Top of the seventh, runner on second, two outs. So there's your update.
Things are going well.
Indeed.
You know where else things are going well? Republic Harley-Davidson.
Of course.
You know why?
Couldn't be any better there.
They got the best customer service. You can't get better than what they are. They are the leader in customer service. They're above every other Harley dealership in the market. They are above the national average. They pride themselves on having well-trained experts that strive to make you happy. Come in today. Visit the friendly, reliable, and experienced staff. They've been doing this since 2001. They've got all the latest models of Harley-Davidson, as well as a vast selection of clean pre-owned Harleys. And summer's last bike night coming up Thursday, August 16th, 6 to 9 p.m., live music by Paul Ramirez Band, free food, free drinks, door prizes, and demo rides, and a great time with some other motorcycle enthusiasts. And it's only at Republic Harley-Davidson, and only at Bike Night can you register to win a new 2018 Harley motorcycle. Winner's going to be drawn at the last Bike Night in April. They've got a huge tent sale going on August 13th to 18th. Get the absolute minimum price on any used bike or buy any new bike, and get a trip to Hawaii for two people. How about that? That's right. You buy any new Harley Davidson in the month of August and you get a trip for two people to Hawaii. They've got special prices on helmets, motor clothes, parts and services, and of course, Harley Davidson's. Let them show you why Republic's the best in Houston. Stop in and visit them, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway. And they're now open 6 days a week to better serve you Monday through Saturday. Now open on Mondays. Let the rejoicing begin. Don't let your excitement stop there, though. Celebrating our Mondays, they're doing double points on all departments. So come out to Republic Harley-Davidson and check out Heavy Duty Mondays. Are always open online at republichd.com.
Your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz, with Fred and AJ.
And we're back. Thank you, Tony Kemp. Breaking news. Ohio State has placed head coach Urban Meyer on paid administrative leave.
All right.
Which, obviously, right now they're not doing anything, so it doesn't matter. But they'll basically putting him on leave until the investigation is over that they're conducting. And man, the more I read about some of this stuff, you know, it's really hard to. I think I've got to find out more here, because it's probably the right thing to do to just say, okay, yeah, you're on paid leave right now until we figure this out. But I mean, how do you know, especially after they're broken up, how do you know she's just not trying to destroy the guy? It's, you know, I mean, it's kind of a bad look, but I just don't know that it's. Yeah, I guess this is the way to go with paid administrative leave. So, I was reading some of the text messages she sent and stuff, and it's kind of like, all right, well, some of this is after you guys have broken up. So, that's when do you have to become divorce court, kind of, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, oh, well. 713-780-ESPN. We'll continue to follow the story, obviously, as it develops. BQ says, going to golf for the first time ever. What are the odds I'm able to hit the ball? I bet in your 150 strokes you will hit the ball at least 90 times. There'll be some whiffing in there for your first time. But, yeah, enjoy it. It's a bad habit. It's fun, but once you get addicted to it, it can be awful.
I think it never got fun for me because I never got better at it.
Yeah.
Like most things that I've done in my life, like I started out, I mean, just every other sport that I've ever tried, you eventually get better at it. Not that one.
There was a time where I was playing every single day for about 3 years.
Oh.
Sometimes more than 18 holes. And I got my handicap to about a 12.
That's impressive.
Which is about the best I could ever do. And I was playing at...
I shot under 100 two rounds in my life.
Well, I played Champions, like, and it was one of those media things that you do after when the Tour Championship was here. And basically played the round of my life and shot a 79 and then said, that's it. I'll never be able to do this again. It won't be fun to shoot 105 the next time I'm out, which is what would inevitably happen. So I walked away and didn't play for about 4 years.
Yeah.
And I don't, I have fun playing now when I'm in Canada because, well, this time I was stoned, so it was really awesome. But, yeah, like when we, I guess a couple years ago, we did that scramble. I didn't really enjoy that because I wasn't any good. And I'm not, like, I couldn't go out and break 100 on a decent course right now. The one that I did well on in Canada is just a pasture, basically.
Yeah.
And so
if there's no trees, it makes golf a lot easier.
Yeah, I mean, there's one tree in the middle of a fairway on a par five, and I guarantee you I've hit it two or three times, which it should be the safest place on the course is the middle of the fairway. But that damn tree,
it's right there.
I look at it, it's like, okay, I'm going to hit right at it, and that way it'll fade and miss it. And no, it doesn't. It goes right at it every time. That's the one hole in the course I can't play. But everything else is just, it's basically pasture land. And if you're downwind and it's really windy there, and if you just get your drive in the air, you can use your putter on your second shot. I mean, it's an easy course. But yeah, a real one with trees and water, I would totally suck. And it wouldn't be fun. But the thing about it is, like, Granado's good at it, so he enjoys it.
Yeah.
And so that's cool. And there was a time when I enjoyed it. The one thing I could do, and I can't anymore because my whole game's changed. Now I'm old. Like, about 10 years ago even, like, I could bang the driver like crazy.
That's the only thing I'm good at.
And I was playing a lot of scrambles because it was kind of like, you know, the Chronicle would always get these spots. And I was a threat to win the long drive almost every one of them. If I got a hold of one, I generally would win. And now I'm playing, and I'd make fun of the guys who played the old man golf, where they just dink it down the middle, dink it up close to the green, chip it up close, and try to make par. Well, guess what? That's me now.
Yeah.
It's like, dink.
That's never been me.
I don't have the big swing anymore. I just have this nice little old man swing, dink. And, you know, just get it up in the air and let the wind carry it out there. And if it's 240, 250, I'm happy.
Yeah.
That's pretty good for an old man.
I mean, if mine goes straight and it goes 250, I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah, but I was never about...
Just never go straight.
I was never about straight. It was like, that thing's going 290, 300, and I have no idea where it's going.
Yep.
It's just, it might be in the fairway, and it might be, four fairways over.
Yep.
And I love that kind of golf.
You go off to the right or the left?
To the left, because I'm left-handed. And,
okay. So and, you've got the same problem I do.
Yeah, I'll slice it when I'm not hitting it well. Although, to be fair, I kind of screw up both ways. I will also pull the hell out of the thing. Well, like I said, used to. I don't hit the ball like that anymore. I just kind of dink. That's it. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday. Let's see what Darren has to say. What's up, Darren?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Is sports going on?
Yeah, I'm glad you guys got to me. All right, this Urban Meyer situation, man, this really bummed me out today, guys. I'm from Florida, and I've been a huge Urban fan ever since he was at Bowling Green, then came to Florida, completely turned around the Florida Gators, and now hearing about this stuff at Ohio State, man, I hate to say this, but you might just have to let him go, because I'm looking at it, and the problem with this, when coaches let stuff like this slide, is Aaron Hernandez happens, you know, like a guy that basically got everything handed to him, basically faces no consequences for his actions all through college, all through high school. He goes into the NFL, bang, becomes a murderer. And that's what happens when coaches let stuff like this slide. And it really bums me out to hear Urban Meyer is, this is happening under his watch, because I honestly thought he was one of the clean guys in college football. It's just so murky and dirty, you know. I really think that it's not going to end well, because when these coaches play the I don't know card, look what happened to Rick Pitino at Louisville. He didn't know. He got fired. Joe Pa, he said he didn't know.
Let me jump in here, Darren. He's never been clean.
You could argue he's the dirtiest college football coaches.
And all you got to do is go look at the arrest record of the players at Florida. And listen, that's I'm not going to condemn him for that, because guess what? If you're going to be great at this, there's going to be a little dirt somewhere. It's just how it is. It's a dirty sport. Do you think Nick Saban is a clean, good guy?
No.
And of course he's not. And that's... But
he did coach Tim Tebow.
Urban Meyer, yeah, and Aaron Hernandez. Does that equal things out? Yeah.
And Riley Cooper,
yeah.
Riley You'll fight Cooper. Every. I'll fight every N-word in this place.
All three at the same time.
Yeah,
yeah. So that, but you go back and look at all the arrest records there. Listen, he doesn't care about that. He cares about winning. That's what he gets paid for. That's what Nick Saban gets paid for. It's what Tom Herman gets paid for. They're about winning. And so, yeah, stuff's going to come out sometimes. And in this, again, I'm glad they're investigating. I don't know that it's – I don't know that it's something that's going to be fatal for him. So, soccer below. What are the odds? Harden, Paul, Capella, and Carmelo play more games together than the Astros have losses this season. I'm going to go with Astros losses.
Yeah.
So, okay. 832 says, AJ, talk about not getting any better. Says, AJ, then why are you still doing radio? You haven't gotten any better.
I said sports. Saying,
he's just joking. He was being funny. I thought that was...
That's not funny at all. That's hurtful.
It's a little fun. When have you ever been hurt by anything Listen, anybody's
you,
ever
you
said
You know
about
I'm
you.
Very sensitive, Fred.
Yeah, but you're very famous.
Is it unbearable?
It's unbearable. I just read through Jong's tweets.
Oh, yeah? What did he do?
The tweets with Meltzer and Gallant.
Oh. What?
Seth didn't say anything to you?
Nothing regarding any of that. He said he did say that he doesn't listen to, he's like, how do you listen to, if you're on radio, how do you listen to your competitor? And then he also said the only sports show he listens to, if any, is our show. So there's that.
Well,
yeah, I don't know. I
like Seth. I've always liked Seth. I've always liked Gallant, actually. He seems like a good enough dude.
Like I said, I've only met Meltzer once. We had a great conversation. I've
met Meltzer a couple times in the press box. I think that's the only place I've ever interacted with him. He comes across as smug, might be the best word.
Well, he's a smart dude. He's going to law school.
Yeah, I mean, cool.
But
I'm a dumb dude.
Well, yeah.
Smart dudes can't talk to dumb dudes.
I don't know if you're a dumb. I think you're... I don't know if you're smart, but you're not a dumb.
Oh, thank you, Fred.
You're kind of smart. But there's no really nobody I dislike in this business other than Rich Lord.
I don't know him personally, but I just think he sucks at radio. That's all. And if I were Seth and it was like either listen to Rich Lord or listen to our show, I'd listen to our show too.
I'm with you on that.
I don't blame you, Seth. Rich Lord's horrible.
I'm trying to think if there's anybody else. Otherwise, I just don't know them. Rudy says, bang the driver. Isn't that what Jameis Winston did? No, he inappropriately touched her.
He groped the driver.
Yeah.
It's different than Fred banging the driver.
Right, right. You have to grope the driver, though, before you can bang it.
You at least need to caress it.
Tell everyone, so what are the odds you guys get mentioned in the Usual Suspect show tomorrow? They're obsessed. 1,000%. They're obsessed with us.
Really Something happened are. Today?
No, but I'm sure they mentioned this. I don't know. I don't blame them. I'm obsessed with this.
I am too. What a great show.
It's all... Hey, man. Jong's famous now. Look at our little Jong. He's all grown up.
No,
How many Twitter followers do you have now?
Not that many from yesterday. I didn't go up
No, but
much.
I mean, how many do you have overall?
Close to 7,500.
Dang. How many does Paul Gallant have?
That's the question.
Probably a lot more than me.
I don't know. Let's find out. I bet it's within, I'm going to say 500.
Ooh, I'll go within 1,500.
Okay.
Hold on.
There we go.
Oh, there it is. Okay, I found it.
Yeah.
8,819.
Okay, so.
1,400. I was like almost right on it. I'm a genius.
Interesting. All right, well, Jong's going to get there. You watch.
Oh, yes. Jong, grow a beard. That's when Paul really started picking up followers.
I can't. I get a Fu Manchu.
Just do it.
Oh, dude, that looks badass on Asian guys, though.
Just do it.
That's why Dr. Fu Manchu was so popular, even though a white guy played it. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. She fell out resting her head. My shoulder was the perfect height.
We fit so right. So what's going on? This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. What are the odds Wednesday? 713-780-3776. Update on your Astros. 8-3 as we go to the bottom of the eighth. Astros leading. Jake Marisnyk now at 200 even. So he better hope.
I don't want him to get another at bat.
Now, he probably won't unless the Astros score some runs in the top of the ninth. Because I think Bregman just made the last out and Marisnyk's batting ninth. But he is at 200. He's 2-for-4 today. I also hope J.D. Davis doesn't get another at bat because he's also over 200 now at 203.
Dang.
These guys are really moving on up.
Lineup's tough to beat.
Yeah. Evan Gattis is up to 245.
Dang.
And Max Stassi, 246. They're starting to sound like numbers when they weren't good. Remember how we used to go through the batting averages? Yeah.
And there was one guy over like 260, Altuve.
Well, here's the other thing, though. If the Mariners lose this game, which it looks like they're going to.
I'm feeling safe putting that one in the L column for the Mariners.
Well, unless Ken Giles... Oh, wait, he's gone. But if the Astros win this, the Mariners will be only a half game ahead of Oakland.
Yeah. So I've been saying Oakland's scarier than the Mariners. The one thing that is scary about the Mariners is the Astros still have a lot of head-to-head games with them, which gives it gives them a lot of opportunity to gain ground down the stretch.
And it also gives the Astros a lot of opportunity
to separate.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've been saying I think the A's are the scarier team. I mean, especially because they figured it out in the second half.
Actually, the A's would be tied because they're beating the Blue Jays today.
Are they?
Yeah.
Is that game almost over?
It's top of the ninth, yeah. Also, interestingly enough, 8-3.
Yeah.
So, as it looks now, assuming the results hold up the way they're going, Astros would be 5 games ahead of the Mariners and also 5 games ahead of the Athletics, who would be tied with the Mariners.
All right.
And sitting at 13.5 games back is your Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And the Texas Rangers continue to be the best of the worst teams in baseball. Well, that's not... No, Cincinnati's got them now. But in the American League, they're the best last place team at 46-63.
Yeah, this... That 3-game set after this Mariners series, the A's-Houston series, is massive.
It's big. I don't know if we're going to get to massive yet. It's still just August.
I guess.
So
They have 6 games left against the A's. And as it stands now, God, besides those 6 games, the A's, almost all of their games, they've got 3 with the Yankees. This is the rest of their schedule. Rangers, Twins, Mariners, Rangers, Orioles, Rays, Angels, Twins, Mariners, Angels. I mean, they've got a cakewalk schedule down the stretch.
Yep.
Well, I mean, I still think the Astros are the best team in that division, but it's just...
Well,
best team doesn't always win.
Well, especially if you're going to have Altuve and Correa out for extended periods of time. And here's my other concern about we've kind of had this discussion about Correa, and is he at the level where we thought he'd be? Is he ever going to be healthy for a full season?
I don't know.
I'm just asking. let's take a call. Is that Parker? Is that what it says?
It says, yeah, Parker.
Okay, Parker, what's up?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, Urban Meyer is totally screwed. Losing his job is the least of his worries, because under Title IX, if you even suspect someone with the program has committed anything like this, you're supposed to report it.
And
he didn't report it. His wife, who works for the university, didn't report it. So that's the worst thing. Get brought up in that. So love the show. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I still don't. I mean, I don't know if it'll be enough to get him fired. I could see it being, there could be a suspension or some sort of penalty against the program, but I'm not sure that they'll fire him.
I guess it depends on what they find out, but I still think that Jim Tressel got fired and burned by the NCAA for a hell of a lot worse than some of the,
right.
For a hell of a lot not as bad, I meant, as some of the things that happen now.
Yeah.
In retrospect, you kind of look back and say, oh, okay, well, maybe he shouldn't have gotten fired. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I miss Jim Tressel. I miss the way he dressed on the sideline.
He was dapper.
Man, I have
not dapper. What's it called? Like when you're like a... He's just well dressed, I guess.
Yeah,
he's not.
He interestingly dressed.
Right, he's not quite like Jay Wright at Villanova is dapper. I mean, Jim Tressel was just
unique.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's classy.
He kind of looked like a sort of a professor, degenerate professor type, I would say. I think the bigger thing today, a lot of criticism, and I think fairly, of ESPN and some other media outlets for not picking up the Meyer story and not running with it. And ESPN, of course, partners with the Big Ten, and this is always going to come up every time there's a story that they don't jump on that they should. But I got to admit, I don't really trust them to when they're not picking up stories like this.
Yep.
And the one guy that broke it, the guy they fired.
Yeah.
And he wrote it on freaking Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's got another job lined up, but I don't think he can start it yet, is the deal. I don't know that for a fact. But I had another story that I kind of want to get to that's sort of weird. It sounds like it's a hockey story. It's not. It's about radio. The announcer for the Carolina Hurricanes, a guy named Chuck Caton, is out of a job.
Okay.
He's 66 years old. He's been with the Carolina Hurricanes since 1979. And basically, they asked him to take a pay cut, and he said no. Care to guess how much of a pay cut?
I mean, you want to give me a base at what he was at?
I don't know exactly what he was making, but they asked him to take an 80% pay cut.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame him for saying no.
Yeah. He was with them when they were the Hartford Whalers. But basically, the reasoning for it is they're going to use a simulcast of the television broadcast on radio, which...
It's kind of lame.
The team estimated it drew fewer than 2,000 listeners per game. Now, part of that's the team sucks, and you're in Carolina,
right?
So I don't know how many you were expecting, but yeah, I think you're going to see teams start to do this, especially like lower level teams. Like, why wouldn't you just use the TV broadcast instead of paying two separate entities?
Yeah,
you can sell ads into the. You just have somebody. You know, you have a different engineer, right, who can put ads in for the radio that aren't on TV. And the general manager said, radio is not a prudent financial decision. It's important, I think, to have it for the people that still want to listen to it, but it's something from a business standpoint that doesn't make a lot of sense. Apparently, he had not missed a game in 39 years with the franchise.
Wow.
So what they did, though, and again, I'm not really sure how I'm looking at this, because said... I was hoping for a reasonable offer, but obviously this was an invitation to leave. I would think so, too. If David Gall offered me an 80% pay cut, I would consider that invitation to leave.
I'd say, who do you think I am? Barry Laminack?
And he would look at you and say, that was funny.
Yeah. He says, basically they told him if he could go sell ads for the broadcast, he could stay. And he just said no.
Okay. Well, it's hard to sell ads when you're, you know, following the team around doing play-by-play.
Well, you got an off-season. That's the time you have to do it. I mean, that's when they sell most of the ads for those things anyway. I just wonder, just from a perspective of... And listen, people who think radio's dead, it's not. I mean, this isn't a dying industry at all. And I get this all the time. Oh, well, all I do is listen to podcasts. But, well, we have a podcast, too, that's really popular. We just also have a radio show that the podcast is off of. And, you know, there's some podcasts that are doing really, really well. But there's also a bunch that are doing zero.
They do nothing.
Yeah, I mean, more. There's a lot more of them that do nothing than there are cereal, right?
Yeah, there's cereal. There's Joe Rogan, and then there's like a bunch of people wasting their time living in their parents' house.
Why are you looking at me?
I didn't do that on purpose. But, no, I mean, if you must know, yeah. Listen, it's a giant waste of time.
Yeah, but so I mean, it's not going anywhere. But for a team like that, especially a team that doesn't have a big following,
I know you've had a rough day.
Then I. Yeah.
Been attacked at all angles.
That was very mean. You know what? He wasn't directing that at you, Jong. He was directing it at Michael Carroll.
Yeah, Michael Carroll's the one with a crappy podcast.
Hey.
Oh, geez.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Triangle Energy. There's a lot of energy providers out there, which means there's a lot of offers. And they're throwing out things that sound good when you first hear it. Free weekends. How about that? Free days. $600 cash bonus. First week of the month is free, and that sounds good. But then you sign up for it, and you find out down the road, I'm not getting the deal that I signed up for. I'm paying more on my bill, a higher rate. You guys are tacking on additional fees. This is nonsense. You know where you don't get that nonsense? Triangle Energy. They keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you're going to pay. There's no gimmicks. There's no minimum usage fees. There's no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN for an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE, or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
Answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
And we're back on the Blitz. Make sure you check out sportsmap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. And lots of great stuff on there today. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. Also, for those of you coming to the party tomorrow, I highly recommend you. The smart thing is probably to do an Uber or Lyft, especially if you're going to be drinking. I'm probably going to do that. I haven't decided yet. Because if I drive, I'm not going to be drinking anything. But and I'm also getting, will there be an after party? Probably. There'll be an after party. There always is. But a lot of cool stuff tomorrow. Just want to let you know, 100 egg rolls from China Garden, pizza from Nick's.
Yes.
Smoked wings and barbecue queso from Damaris Barbecue, and lots of beer from St. Arnold. I will be, well, the good news is, since we're already here, we can get first shot at some of the egg rolls and
that's true.
And pizza.
We've got an advantage. Are we still having people come in here and watch the show?
Yeah, there's an invite list. So.
Okay.
Again, they're all people you've met before.
Okay.
Because they come to all of our stuff. So
great.
I figured you'd want to be at least people you're comfortable with.
Okay.
Mont says Houston's
good looking out, Fred.
Houston's got about 6 million combined during any given time slot. Sports Talk pulls a 5. That's down from 9 6 years ago. Not sure if it's dying, but habits are changing. I would just point out the same thing I say about that versus is the same thing I say about the NFL ratings being down. It's all the other ways that you can consume the show that exist now that didn't before.
Okay.
So, you know, now with the stream, with the app, we've got a bunch of listeners on there. The podcast, I've got a lot of people who listen on podcasts because I'll get random tweets in the middle of the night about, I can't believe you said this about this. And it's from 2 days before. And I've forgotten about it and moved on by then. And you know, the live stream and all of these things, take people away from radio. Some people just depending on where you are, the app's clear. I listen to a lot of stuff through my phone as opposed to on radio now because it's just easier for me. And yeah, I don't have my data plan's fine. I never have to worry about it. But so yeah, do I think there's a reason for the numbers have changed? Absolutely, but I don't think it necessarily means fewer people listen. I just think it's being consumed in different ways. And maybe I'm wrong and naive about that. But, you know, I see the stream numbers and they're, you know, those are actually more measurable than radio numbers.
Yeah, they're more realistically measurable.
Yeah. Let's squeeze in a quick call from Joe. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Sports.
awesome. And just kind of adding on to that, do you guys think the quality of content goes down as the amount of platforms increases? And the reason why I was calling in is what are your odds? Shout out to Dave Keffer. So this is a bit of a throwback. But what are the odds? And John, if you don't mind hopping in on this one as a program director, what are the odds Dave Keffer would have been able to get Kate Upton on to the show by now? Or as much as you guys know, he left him with you know, with her being in town, married to Verlander. You know, what are the odds you guys think he would have been able to pull that off?
I'm going to go about 0%.
Yeah, because he had a little stalker on it going on there.
He would have done his best too, though.
Yeah. You know, we do. I'll tell you what. We do have some people who know her. If you guys want, we can. We'll try.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll try.
We'll put an effort in.
In studio, right?
Well, I don't know if we'll get her in studio, but that'd be the hope. That would be the hope.
We had Hannah Davis live.
Yeah, but that was at the Super Bowl.
It doesn't matter. Just tell her that hot chicks love doing our show.
Is Hannah the hottest one we've ever had, most likely?
Without question.
Yeah. I mean, we've had some pretty good ones.
We had some other hot chicks, but none of them, like,
I mean,
Derek Jeter's going to put a ring on it hot.
And put a baby in it.
Yeah. That's next level hot.
Yeah. Well, even pregnant, she was hot.
Oh, yeah.
You just wanted to walk up and say, hey, you got room for another one in there? All right, let's do the Zadie Jewelers Jewel
of the never day. Thought about saying that to her, ever.
Really? Okay, I didn't say it out loud.
Yes, you did. I have tape.
Yeah, you just did that.
No, that I didn't mean me in general. Let's do the Zadie Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadie Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I'm going to do a little public service announcement here to the guys. Yeah. All right? Guys from Texas, do not bang another man's wife in North Carolina. I know it might be tempting. She might be attractive. Don't do it.
Okay.
A Texas man's affair with a woman cost him nearly $9 million thanks to a little-known provision in North Carolina's legal system. Superior Court Judge Orlando Hudson, now that sounds like a Southern gentleman, ordered Texas marketing manager Francisco Huizar III to pay $8.8 million to North Carolina businessman Keith King on Thursday because he was having an affair with King's wife. North Carolina is one of a handful of states that allows jilted spouses to sue affair partners. So if you bang a guy's wife in North Carolina, he can sue you even if you're from Texas. And $8.8 million.
Man.
The guy says he only makes $84,000 a year. But
it's gonna be tough.
Yeah, he said the affair and the fact that it cost his company money and an employee, since King's wife Danielle worked for the company. And Huizar says he plans to appeal the ruling because he only makes $84,000 a year as a marketing manager.
Right.
I'm not good at math.
Now, can the guy's wife now leave her husband and take half of that $8 million and hook up with this dude again?
Well, I mean, you'd kind of be, basically, then that would be cutting it to $4.4 million.
I mean, it's still better than nothing, right?
I don't think so. I don't think she gets half of that.
She should.
Because they are already divorced.
Oh,
so well, because it cost him a wife and it cost him an employee at his company.
Damn.
So he sued this guy, and a judge gave him $8.8 million. Interesting.
That seems excessive.
Yeah, that's your Zadie Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadie Jewelers Gem of the Day.
Guys, I'm just trying to do the best I can to help you out. If you go to North Carolina and visit someone, just make sure she's not married. Yeah, I mean,
and you should really always do that.
Well, yeah, that kind of goes without saying, but that's not going to stop some people. I get that, but I think the money thing would.
Well, this guy seems like he needs another job.
Oh yeah,
a second one,
a second,
and
job.
A third, and a fourth.
My well computer played. Career maybe can help him out. If you're not in love with what you're doing from a work perspective, you can change it, guys. I don't know what you're thinking. Oh, I can't do IT. I'm not a math guy. I'm not a science guy. I'm not a computer guy. They don't care. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Helping people start an IT career, that's what they do. if you're not absolutely in love with what you're doing, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They actually help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that are hiring their students. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. 94.1.